Dog Pound, get the freshest Cleveland Browns gear by visiting the team shop at First Energy Stadium or shop on the official Browns mobile app. Don't miss the new Dog Pound t-shirts with a limited run only at the team shop at First Energy Stadium. So get down there and get those on your body. We want to know whose stock's going up in the Oakland game against Tampa. I'm sorry, from the Oakland game, whose stock is up and going into Tampa. Who needs to step up for the Browns to get this win? Still to come here on this show, 145, Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times and a host of the sports page on 620 WDAE in Tampa will be with us to give a perspective on this Bucks team. Mary Kay Cabot, 215. Friday forecast with Kua at 230 as well. So lots to get to. We also want to hear from you. Call your shot, 216-578-0850. But guys, stock up. Who's somebody coming out of the Oakland game that you think their stock is up and you're looking to make a big impact here against Tampa? Matt, I'll start with you.
There is nobody whose stock is higher than my man, Paul Kruger. Career high, 3 sacks, 5 tackles, 4 fumbles. He was all over the place. One was a gimme because, Carr turned the protection away from him. But you know what? You luck into those when your defense is scheming, your defense is disrupting, your defense is confident, showing looks of one thing and playing something different. And for that reason, his stock up is up in my eyes. And as I said earlier on Cleveland Browns Today, the video that we shot is that, you know, he will garner attention, which opens up the opportunity for Jabal Sheard and Barkevious Mingo as well.
Whose stock is up for you, Joe?
You know what? I'm going to go to your boy, Isaiah Crowell, because I think the guy's hungry. Like, I think for him not to get as many touches or very, you know, if one touch, which you got, I think his stock is up this week because I think that guy's hungry, and it's fun to watch a guy run with a little bit of fury. And I think that being out or not being as involved as he would have liked, I'd say his stock's up right now, and I think it's somebody that we're going to lean on.
Yeah, he's not happy with it. I mean, in the locker room, he doesn't like answering questions about it. He's getting sick of, you know, why aren't you playing? He doesn't know why he's not playing.
Right.
And only 3 snaps for him last week. So, no, he's not happy about it. And I wonder, when Mike Pettine goes through all of his press conferences this week, all of his interviews this week, and every interview includes questions about Isaiah Crowell, a guy who is an undrafted rookie who is, you know, technically seems like the third string running back, and yet that's the guy that he's getting asked about all the time. What does that do? Does that impact the coach at all? Does that something they're like, what, you know, do I need to go back and look? What's the deal with that?
Well, you have to understand that behind the doors, behind the walls, whatever you want to say, there's a method to the madness that is coaching and orchestrating a game plan and determining who plays and who doesn't. And from what we've seen thus far, all we have to hang our hat on for the reason that he's not playing is because he put the ball on the ground.
Yep.
And for that reason, and I don't truly feel it holds the merit in my eyes when you make a decision in life or you make a decision in business, it's like you list the pros and you list the cons, you know. And I think there's such an upside to Isaiah Crowell.
Yes.
You know, and two of the fumbles were more like
tosses.
A technique problem. They're tosses. His eyes were on the read.
One was behind him.
Yeah, the one was behind him. The other one was, his eyes were on the blocking already. The other one was obviously a legitimate fumble, and that's something that we can't have to be a winning football team. So there's a method to the madness, and I think the fact that, the only merit it's hanging its hat on is him putting the ball on the ground. His upside is infinite in my eyes at this point.
I want to see him, and I want to see him get the ball. My stock up guy for this week's Tashaun Gibson. I think now you look at it, 5 interceptions on the year leading the league, 10 interceptions since the start of last season, also most in the NFL. He just seems to have a magnet for the ball, and that's because he's studying. He's in the right place at the right time. He understands the route concepts he's going against, and he's doing his homework. He knew on that second interception against the Jags exactly what 2 routes Denard Robinson could run, broke on it, got the interception. He said that to me. He said, I knew as soon as he got flexed out, I knew what they were going to do, and I knew if he ran the slant, I had a good chance to jump it and pick it, and that's exactly what he did. So he's playing, I think, at an all-pro level, and to get that from a former undrafted guy, a huge boon for this defense, and one of the reasons I think the back end's been so good.
I think you're right. You know, and I'm going to go to the defensive side here one more second. If I had another player that I'm really thinking stocks up, it's Joe Hayden, and it's at the right time because he's been playing good ball the past few games, and we got 2 big receivers coming here, 2 good big receivers. So, but now we'll go back to your stock, you know, with Tashaun Gibson. I was watching some highlights from the Buccaneers in the past few weeks, and there's a lot of floaters out there, man. These guys don't have necessarily a cannon. I've seen a lot of balls that have been floating, and we all know that he seems to be around the ball a lot. So could be a huge week for him.
And Glennon's been getting hit a lot as he's been throwing it, and that's led to three of Gibson's interceptions already this year. Paul Kruger did it. Jabal Sheard's done it. So I think there certainly is an opportunity for him to get one of those balls up there as Paul Kruger makes his way up stairs here outside the Dog Bowl. Getting a lot of love in the Dog Bowl. Going to get some outside of it as well. And speaking of Joe Hayden, we've got Will in West Park on the line. Will, call your shot on this Friday, my friend. How you doing?
I'm doing real well.
Good. What's going on?
Dude, I'm pretty sure Joe Hayden's going to get the picks this weekend. He's been playing well, didn't start off that great, but he's going to get them this weekend. He's the reason we win.
I think that this is a good matchup for him. He does so well against bigger receivers. He's a diminutive corner compared to, you know, a Brandon Brown or somebody like that. He's a very physical corner, and I think he likes the opportunity to get his hands on a bigger guy, reroute them, control them. He doesn't like the smaller, shiftier guys like Antonio Brown. I think this could be a game where Joe finally gets on the board with his first pick.
I do, too, and I think it's that suffocating style of defense. He likes to be in your face, and again, against a bigger guy, unless they're shoving you off, and that's OPI, offensive pass interference, he's going to be up in your face. He's going to be playing aggressive, and again, as you said, those small, shifty receivers keep you guessing and create space between Joe when he's up in your face, which allow a quarterback to deliver the football.
Where Joe can be really disrupted this week is what Matt said. If you can get your hands on a big receiver and just stymie him at the line of scrimmage, take the timing off by a second or two, it's big, because a lot of times the bigger receivers, once they get moving with long legs, you know, it's an even match and sometimes might even be skewed toward the receiver. But Joe, as technically sound as he is and being the all-pro cornerback that he is, if he can work with his feet and get hands on those big receivers just to stop them a little bit, it's going to pay big dividends for the rest of the defensive backfield.
No question. And these Tampa receivers, both over 6'5", but Vincent Jackson coming in this game, really struggling this year, catching only 40% of his targets, 5.4 yards per target, under 55 yards in 5 of his 7 games. And I think Joe Hayden's going to be able to get the best of that matchup. The guy I'm worried about is Mike Evans. But Buster Skrine, talking to him yesterday on the Mike Pettine show out there at the BW3 in Fairview Park, said, you know, he doesn't mind the bigger guys. He likes it. He said he trusts his speed and he trusts his technique. And he said he knows that he can kind of slow them up off the line, which is what his plan is to do, and then be able to cover and react if he needs to. He said, yeah, they may be bigger than me, but I'm going to give it all I got and get after these guys. So good matchups for our corners here with V-Jax and Evans, but I think it's one that the Browns can't handle.
I'll tell you what's interesting. You think Johnny Manziel's maybe given a few tidbits to the defensive backs on how to stop Evans?
I asked that. I said, you know, is that something that a quarterback tell you? This is where he likes to break off his routes. These are the tendencies. This is what I would look at when I was going to be throwing him the football. You know, I know he's going to break now, or, you know, how does he like to get off the line? So he said there's a lot of stuff they could study on tape, but Johnny has given them some pointers on, you know,
there it is.
What Mike
the
Evans likes to do.
The consummate teammate right there,
that's
buddy.
A good teammate, because that's his boy, that's too. Great. You know, he wants exactly. to see his boy, you know, do well, but not this week. He can do well 15 other games, as opposed to.
That's right.
All right, when we come back here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, we'll be joined by Rick Stroud from the Tampa Bay Times to get a perspective on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the mood of that team following the Mark Barron trade, how he thinks that's going to play out. We'll get an update on Charles Sims as well. And just to let you know, on the Brown side of things, Jordan Cameron has officially been ruled out. Phil Taylor officially ruled out. Everybody else is probable other than Rodney Smith, who is questionable with the hamstring but did practice today for the first time since joining the Browns. All right, we'll be back with more CBD right after this.